So, Wolfgang and Agnes, thank you very much for inviting me to your lovely retreat here for greyhounds. Perhaps you could start by telling me why and when you came to Brittany and how you set up the centre here.
We came to Brittany in 2018. We lived in Switzerland, where we have gargoyles. We supported the Spanish gargoyles, but we didn't know about the greyhound. And we came here and we heard of the greyhounds, and then we thought we are very near to greyhounds. We are very near to Ireland, to England. And so we talked about, and we decided to support the greyhounds. And first we want to support some organizations here in France. There are only two or three where you can adopt greyhounds, and about 50-60 for the Spanish gargoyles here in France. And so we decided we only want to make adoptions for the greys. We want retired greyhounds from Ireland here to Brittany. So we founded our small associations, only Agnes and me who did this. And Agnes, she makes the whole administration, social media, contact to Ireland. And I'm more for the practical things. But I'll tell you later how it works, the whole process. We remark that the greyhounds are not well known here in France and in Brittany.
Because greyhound racing isn't perhaps something
just for fun a little bit. But but you will not see some greyhounds here.
No.
In France, you can see gargoyles or other kind of sighthounds, but not greyhounds. And it's one of our goal to make the greyhounds known here. So we are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Our association is on Facebook, and we have also a homepage on the internet. And when we arrived here, 2018, 1 2 months later, came our two first greyhounds from Ireland.
They were retired. They'd been retired from racing.
They were retired racers. So we had the two greyhounds. We had our gargoyles and our French bulldog. Yes. So I can tell you, the French bulldog was important, or is important, because a lot of greyhounds don't know other breeds or smaller breeds. They grow up very isolated, because they only live for the racing. And that's one point. The other point is they are trained with little, fewy animals.
Of course, that's it. That is the target, isn't it? That's what they're running after.
And it could be dangerous for small dogs. Right. If a greyhound runs free, it could chase small dogs. And for this reason, our French bulldog was very important. Because the greyhounds, they can learn that this is a dog also. So when a greyhound came, he gets a muzzle on, and I can't remember the first moment when our two greyhounds saw our French bulldog, they want to catch her, but it was a few days and the poor French bulldog, they are very very calm. They are not afraid. They are not anxious. And this is the reason why we have the French bulldog. Now she's old, and we were looking for a new small dog kind of like her. So this is the reason why we have now our Boston Terrier. She is 2 years old now.
So what is the difference, though, between, you mentioned gargoyles, which are known here. What is the difference between a gargoyle and a greyhound?
They have different backgrounds. The gargoyles came from Spain. They are used for hunting. They are hunting for hunting rabbits. And gargoyles, it's important that they have endurance, because a chase could be some hours. It's like they are like marathon runners. and the greyhounds, they came from the race, from the course.
So it's just the short course that they do.
They have a short race, about 3 minutes, and then it's finished, but in a very, very high speed. So they also have a little bit different characters. a greyhound. The greyhounds are very, very laid back, very calm. So I'm talking about like couch potatoes. And
I can see that with them ranged in their different beds here, very, very couch potato.
Yeah, and so for owners of greyhounds, they are more the tea drinker. they don't need a lot of action, the greyhounds.
Yeah. Well, these slots certainly don't look as if they want any action. So what is the actual process from finding a retired greyhound to bringing it to its retirement here?
Yes. We working together with a retirement place in Ireland since a few months. It's a very good place there. Because we don't have the base, we cannot bring greyhounds
here
and wait till they find some family here. It's not possible. So if someone is interested to adopt a greyhound, the first step is they take contact.
They contact you.
Contact us.
And then you contact your source in Ireland.
The first step, they contact us per email, the best way. And then we invite the people to come here, the next step. So they can see greyhounds in real life. They can see the difference between greyhounds and gargos. And we can see the people.
And so you can decide then if they would be good to adopt a greyhound.
Yes. Because when we bring a greyhound here to Brittany, he never should end here in a shelter or something. So we are very strict in our decision whom we will get a greyhound.
You will choose to take on the retired greyhound? Yes.
We have a form, a request form. They have to fill out. We want to know how is their life. How would the greyhound live there?
Exactly, because by then they are quite old dogs, aren't they?
When they are retired, they are in the age of about 4 or 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very young.
For the race, they are finished.
Dear.
They cannot bring the same effort for years when they are finished.
Right.
When
so it's a very short career.
When they don't bring any money, then they're not wanted. Yeah, they are retired. So it's average age is about 3 or 4.
3 or 4, really? Yes, I assumed then they would be more like an older dog, but I didn't realise their racing life is so short.
Yeah.
And then people don't want it because they're not making any money for them.
Yeah. And so, if you have the feeling, okay, it could be a good place for a greyhound when we met the people the first time, the next step is we make a visit. Agnes makes a visit at their home. How is the house? How is the place?
A good check over.
Yeah, that's very important.
Absolutely.
It must be, for example, it must be closed. Our plot is closed about 1.80 meters.
Well, you don't want to take in a dog and then suddenly find that it's got out and escaped because, jumped over and gone. No.
Yeah. We want to know how long would he be alone in the house.
Yeah.
In the best case, he would be never alone, or only for 1 or 2 hours maybe. We had requests from people and said, I have to work in the supermarket. I leave the house at 6 in the morning. I came back 5 o'clock in the evening, 8-9 hours. And it's impossible.
That's not good for any animal to be left alone for that long.
They don't have to adopt that. And another very important part of our philosophy is that when we bring a greyhound here, when we make an adoption, the greyhound is forever related to our association. If for some reason it's no more possible for him to live where he lives, He came back.
He comes back to you.
He came back to you, to us.
So how many are you currently got? Is it nine, you said?
At the moment, we have nine.
Right.
We have nine dogs.
Dogs.
At the moment. Yeah. At the moment, we have three Galgos. We have the little ones,
yes.
Too, of the French Bulldog and the Boston, and four Greyhounds.
Yeah. So, I mean, with that number, how do you raise funds for their care, for feeding? Because obviously they're going to get through quite a lot
we,
of food.
We do it ourselves. Our whole life is centered on our dogs. It means the house, the car, the places in the house where they can sleep. We don't travel since we are here. Now, last year we started that we make short travels, only one of us.
Right. Well, somebody's got to stay to look after.
Yes, we cannot travel with nine dogs.
No, I don't think you'd be very welcome.
We have to stay here. We have no financial support. We will, next year, we will open a holiday home for sighthound owners.
For who?
Pardon?
For
sighthound owners, not only greyhounds, greyhound owners, Galgos,
okay.
Whatever.
Right.
Because it's difficult to find a holiday home with sighthounds.
Okay. Yes.
The most sighthound owners have more than one. Then you need a closed area.
A corral.
Yes. And next year we want to start as a holiday home for sighthound owners and hope that this will
bring in some fun.
Bring us a little bit.
Yes.
If someone is interested, he always can contact us. He can come here.
Right.
Can spend a day with us, with the dogs.
And watch how it is done.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
You.